Do I have a boner? No, madam. No, I'm looking right at you. You're what dimmer switches were invented for. Because she's ugly. No, I don't currently have a boner, but God love you. Just been diagnosed with a brain tumour, so any amorous women wanting to show me a good time while I'm still around, see AHHH18. Where are you? Let's turn up the lights, let's find this guy. Who's your... Hi! What have you got? What's the diagnosis on the tumour? Anything between a year and a decade. Well, this poor guy fucking down here is dreaming of a decade. There's no fucking way. I'm very sorry to hear that. So whereabouts is the tumour?
Well, in the head.
Well, you seem fucking fine to me, mate. There's a slag over here, I'll ask. Fancy a bounce on that? What, sorry? Why not? Maybe we could double team her. What, sorry?
Can we change ends at
half time? I'm going nowhere near her face. So, no. Really, for no reason at all, had a massive go at you this evening, and I'm very proud of myself. What do you do for a living, my friend?
Statutory sickness at the moment, so...
You're what, sorry?
Statutory sickness at the moment.
Statutory sickness?
Yes. Early retirement.
It is... That is a very positive spin on what's going on. I've got a brain tumour, so that's early retirement for me. My favourite... is it cancer or... cancer. My favourite cancer joke. Don't look at me like I don't have a favourite cancer joke. You can all fuck off. It's two guys talking and one guy says, my father died. Oh, really? What was it? The big C. Cancer? No, he drowned. Is there any chance you could kill Putin on the way out? It's a fucking thought, though, isn't it? Give him a round of applause. Thank you so much for coming tonight, man. I hope it's cheered things up a little bit.
How's your mum?
How's... Still dead. Well, she is. I mean, it's fine. It's quite a short skirt there. You're aware of that, yeah? It's sort of fine. In the front row, that's slightly distracting. I suppose the good news is your cervix looks fine. And it looks like you had a very healthy breakfast. Fuck's sake. What, sorry?
Where do you bank?
Where do I bank? Offshore. It's fucking wrong. What's your name, madam?
Annie.
Annie, and what do you do, Annie?
I plan railway excursions.
No, I meant sexually, where do you draw the line? You plan railway excursions. Fuck, I drifted off halfway through that. That's... Wow. Plan railway excursions on steam trains.
Yeah.
So like the Nazis. Yeah. That's a real spin on the Nazis there. Are we planning railway excursions? Any other heckles?
Why do you sound like somebody's fisted a peacock when you laugh?
There's a guy up there that's fisted a peacock. That's the real story here. My laugh is very secondary to your interest in birds.
Why does my missus get upset when I'm fucking you, well, fucking her, watching you?
Let's have a cuddle and try again in a minute, because... what you did to that heckle, sir, is what I did to your mum's arsehole. You fucking ruined it. I can't help noticing you two are, I believe the term is, fucking covered in tattoos. What's going on here? What do you, I presume you're tattooists. Yeah. Right, okay. What's the weirdest tattoo you've given someone?
Oh, man.
I've tattooed cunt on people a couple of times.
You've tattooed cunt on people a couple of times? Have you ever given a tattoo to a cunt? What did you, just the word cunt?
They had their ex's name covered up with a cunt stamp.
They had their ex's name covered up with a stamp. She just said the word stamp like that's an everyday thing. I don't know what a stamp is. It sounds like a very serious assault. Why are you walking like that? Ah, oh, I've got a fucking stamp. Oh, man. Jesus. Any other weird tattoo stories? There's bound to be weird tattoo stories.
I tattooed Poison Me Daddy on somebody's leg.
A girl's leg.
You tattooed someone...
Poison Me Daddy.
Poison Me Daddy. Where is this girl? And do you have a number? Do you have... She didn't sound like the kind of girl you would bring home to meet the parents, but... Oh, that is a filthy bitch right there. And how did you two meet? How did you two meet? Oh. You both heard the, we're going to have to make something up. Go on, how'd you meet?
I knew him when he was a lot younger.
You knew him when he was a lot younger? What? And the twist is the girl's the pedo. What? So you know, how old was he when you first met him?
25.
He was 25 and you were?
39.
38. What are you whooping for? Fucking, he got attacked by a cougar. This poor man, this should be on National Geographic.
I met him when he was 14.
You met him when he was 14?
Nothing happened.
At the school gates.
Alfie. Do you want to work in a woman's prison? Got a live one for you, Alfie. This one needs knocking.
I wait till he's 25.
You wait till he was 25? Sure. It's not me you have to convince. It is a jury of your peers. It's also not the worst thing that'll have happened in King's Lynn. Don't worry about it. Can you ask my girlfriend, Paige, to stop asking me to propose? It's frustrating. Where's Paige? Where are you, Paige?
I'm here.
Hi, Paige. Hi, Paige. Well, he actually messaged me before the show. And he actually... Well, he's got something to say to you. Would you want me to do it?
Yeah,
I'll do it, yeah. Fucking shut up, Paige. Fucking zip it. What, sorry? Those aren't words, sir. Any questions? I've got a question for you. You've broken your hand. What's going on there? What have you done? You fractured your finger and you've got your hand in a sling. What? I'm not sure you need all this, but you've broken one finger. How did you break it?
Masturbating.
Masturbating? You're doing it wrong? Go on, what did you do? Is it an embarrassing injury or?
An inversion table.
An inversion table? I don't know what an inversion table is. What's an inversion table?
It hangs you upside down so you decompress your spine.
It hangs you upside down so you decompress your spine and you manage to break your finger. You popped your finger in what? In the mechanism. Don't call her that. Sorry about that. Actually, the mechanism does suit you. Sorry. My mistake. You were right. You're lucky you didn't lose your fucking hand. No, because...
Why do you look 14 and 48?
Why do I look 14 and 48? I've no idea. I'm trying to attract her, I guess. Subconsciously, I'm trying to make that happen. What's your name, sir?
Adam.
Adam, what'd you do? Oh, bless Adam. I feel bad for him already. Parents couldn't give a fuck. Look how far they got in the book of boys' names. Great. What do you do, Adam?
Store manager at McDonald's.
A store manager at McDonald's? No further questions. Fucking great. I love a McDonald's. So what's the, is it a store around here? Is it 24 hour?
Swaffham.
Swaffham. Your girlfriend works for you, does she? It doesn't work for me, but that's great if she works for you. She's doing really well. You give her another little star. Oh, you got your blowjob badge. Well done. I like some of that special sauce. You know how to make it. Have you ever fucked her at work?
Not yet.
Not yet. It's a great answer. That's, you know what? That's a dream. So excited. Fucking Ronald's in.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.